And those requests can only be made by either staff, or could it also be someone who is like engaging with the collection and thinks like this word is so important to be included in the museum?
Well, of course they can tell us, mm-hmm. and it's important to know, because they are more into the subject than I am, because I'm an information specialist, not a researcher. So of course, if somebody says that, I will look into it, mm-hmm. or somebody else will, and we will see if it is, I think first we would use it as a free descriptor, and then if we see that it is really becoming an important term used, it can. But most of the time it takes really some time before, because it really has to it has to show, to be shown that it is really a word that's
important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice that you don't lose the information, because I wasn't aware that actually the free descriptor field is so important then.
Yes.
So this is really like, I mean,
it's
for
not
us
lost,
as well.
But it basically means importance is then measured in frequency of use. Because you say like it is integrated at some point if it's used very frequently by people that are searching for it. But it wouldn't be like a political decision. We find it very important that this term is included, and that's why it is included, even if no one would be searching for it.
Well, it is most of the time it is not the searcher who decides which terms, but the ones who are using recording the information which comes to us. So in that way it is possible that some information is not coming to us, which is happening, and then it will take some extra time before we realize, okay, this is happening, and we have to use it as a free descriptor.